ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 2/9/2023. Out of Revelation. Revelation 4. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man taketh thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And here's the other one that I want to read, you see. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy my gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. The zealous, therefore, well, I'll tell you what, my Bible is starting to rip. And repent. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice, open the door. I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, and even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, that's the red letters in Revelations, isn't it? Yes, it is. See, people don't understand that the Revelations have red letters. That's Jesus talking, okay? And, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things here. And now we got earthquakes in diverse places, don't we? Got earthquakes in diverse places. And I got a Chinook helicopter up going over the house right now. Flying real low. It's going to shake the windows. Maybe you'll even hear it. I don't know. I don't care. Come on down, boys. I got a little something for you if you want to dance. Got something for you if you want to dance. Can you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It's flying right overhead. Black Chinook. They like to do that, you see, sometimes. Well, anyway, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Well, that sounded like the speech the other night, didn't it? That blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, and that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye are also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build together the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the high righteous, of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify. Some of them shall be ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, and from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood out of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come to pass upon this generation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's fixing to be a wing-dang-doodle. It's fixing to be wild weasel. When you have a situation to where you have Vladimir Putin readying 500,000 troops, 1,800, approximately 1,800 tanks, all right? $750 aircraft. $2,100 feet elevation, my friend says. Helicopter flying over your house. Well, they've known the location for some time. They've flown over it for a lot of years. So anyway, if you're going to see an invasion of the Ukraine or any of that area over there with 500,000 troops, you're going to see the kickoff of what I'm going to call the Gog-Magog War, okay? Because what will happen, just like Brother Quayle had me on in 2004 as a guest, because the Lord had told him when Steve was in the shower, taking a shower, where Steve has always said that the Lord has given him a word while he's relaxed and, you know, in a shower under the nice, good, steady stream of the hot water and everything. He's saying, put that guy as a guest, see what he does. So we got on as guests, and Steve and I talked about it back in 2004, and we talked about this time when things would start to happen and the way it would go. Well, I'm going to tell you, what we said back then is just about the way it's going. Did I not tell you 2 years ago about the Google balloons, the loony balloons? Talk to you all about them, how they had the ability to vacuum up all the signal intelligence, all the communications, not only of the military, but also all the commercial stuff, and also all of the cell phones and all of the things. And that they had a little engine that they could use, an ion engine, all right, that could go up to like 50 knots, you know, that kind of a thing, 50 mile an hour, let's just say, just for the easier of the thing, and that they could then cruise around in a little circle and basically stay on point in a little small area over whatever target they want to be. Well, now all that's starting to come out. in the secret briefings and this briefing and that briefing. And then we find out that General Mattis didn't even tell Trump about the red Chinese balloons. But back then they had the cover, allegedly had the cover of Google balloons, but allegedly they were being launched by a red Chinese company or corporation. We also know that they popped up out of submarines and stuff off the Baja in different places. And that they came straight on in, remember? And we were on them like stink on rice. Well, meanwhile, apparently, the guy, the Van Herker or whatever, the four-star NORAD, said, well, we must have had a domain. A domain awareness gap. Now that, if that ain't a bunch of gobbledygook, pentagram, bull crap, Bravo Sierra, I never heard any. A domain awareness gap. Well, yeah, but we were on it. Little old guys out here with, no pot to, in, and we're sitting out here, and we're telling the people of Lord Jesus. We're telling the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, about what's going on. We even talked to your good line officers, and we said, hey, NSA and San Antonio, you better listen up. You sent them boys up from the one air base in a surveillance craft to take a look at that Google balloon, which was on the right exact trajectory to go to Cape Canaveral to interfere with the SpaceX launch. And we told you that back then. I'll tell you what. That is the case here now. Because on the day of these hearings and all the stuff, we got a Google balloon. I don't know. It's not Google. Because remember last year, we read you the article that said that Google had suspended their balloon operations. They were transferring that to DARPA, Defense Advanced Research, project stuff, right? DARPA. And under the name of Raven Aerostar, And who knows, it may have changed that name this week. But it was in, I believe, either South Dakota or North Dakota. I think it was South Dakota. But anyway, in the Dakotas, Raven Aerostar. Well, let's see here now. As of about 12:40 p.m. Central, we had one, Google, we saw it come up earlier than that, somebody watching. There's a lot of people watching now and starting to look at this stuff because now they know how to look for it because we've told you how to look for it. But 66,800 feet at 12:40 p.m., it was up over... Camp Ripley in Minnesota at 66,800 feet. Now, there's another factor here. Technically, as you get above 60,000 feet, you're in space, apparently, what they call outer space, instead of U.S. airspace. But all that, a Google balloon will get you a lot of information being sent back to the red Chinese. I heard McCall out of Texas. Politician McCall, Republican out of Texas. I think he's used to be over the area where Gun Barrel City's at and all that kind of area in Texas. But old McCall says, well, apparently they send this information back to the Chinese mothership. Well, you dadgum right they do. This thing, these balloons are there, but now you say, well, DARPA, isn't that our guys? Isn't that our team? Well, whose team are they on? You got Milley calling the red Chinese general, telling him we're not going to attack you in treason against the President Trump. You got General Mattis didn't even tell Trump that these balloons were flying over. The Chinese balloons were flying over.
because Trump was too dangerous, too tough.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. They ought to start charging people with treason and all this stuff, and all these hearings and all these things. If nothing comes out of them, which I don't suspect that there will be any indictments or any kind of hearings or anything. But if you did it, you guarantee you they'd already have you lock, stocked, and in the hole, man. Living on cockroaches and worms or whatever they're going to try to feed us now. Well, they ain't going to feed me that crap. I'll go out, I'll take their rations. I'll interrupt their supply lines. I will look for their food stores and depots, all right? The heck with these people. If you got people coming to kill you or to imprison you or to put you to death or to give you a jab, have you seen the figures, alleged figures that are correct? And I got it from Epoch Times, off the Epoch Times, where they were saying that the vaccines, not the COVID, but the vaccines and boosters, apparently or allegedly, the vaccines and boosters have killed in the United States alone 258,000 people. Well, isn't that a war? Isn't that a war? Isn't 76 to 100,000 people killed with fentanyl every year a war? But then there's tit for tat, isn't there? And who knows who's giving who orders? Because you got five dimensions of the old Luciferian chessboard. And the lie is different in every lie. Every level, the lie is different. It's like out of 1984, you know, or Brave New World, or Animal Farm, or any of those books, you know. But out of, you know, 1984, you know, we have always been at war with East Asia. And then later on says, we've never been at war with East Asia, you see. It's all bullcrap. It's all lies. The father of lies is Lucifer. And I'm going to tell you what. If you see him, you take a Louisville Slugger and you pop him right on the nose. You pop him in the shins and in the nether regions and you keep a popping him. Because I'm going to tell you what. This is not the time to be lukewarm. It is not the time to be lukewarm. I've read you that because Jesus said, if ye be lukewarm, I will speweth you out of my mouth. He would rather you be hot or cold. Rather you be hot or cold. But I'm going to tell you, if Putin is getting ready, perhaps in 10 days. But you know, they could do it early. Could start early, couldn't they? Could start early. Well, it's interesting to see we've got some real interesting earthquakes, don't we? Really interesting earthquakes. We got one in Turkey and Syria. Over 20,000 people dead. Is that the casualties of a war? 20,000 dead and 50,000 injured or wounded? Now you got in Great Britain, you got a quake there. UK hit earthquake, all right? And then we still have a seafood warehouse and processing plant in Washington State. Oh, it just burnt to a crisp. Oh, we had the third biggest egg production facility in Connecticut. Burnt to a crisp. All the other ones we talked to you about. And then going back, years and years and years, the train derails. The plants blow up. You know, the chemical plants in the Houston area. The train derails with oil or chemicals and throwing them into the river in West Virginia. Remember all of those things. And, you know, remember the one in Philadelphia where the thing collided, you know, and all of that. All these things are ongoing for quite some time. And clustering is not coincidence. Clustering's not coincidence. Let me just read this because, you see, they said it a long time ago. Old Albert Pike, who was head of the worldwide Freemasonry, wrote a letter to the head of European Freemasonry, or the Altadena, Giuseppe Mazzini, in 1871. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Well, we got Israel and Iran getting ready to go toe-to-toe. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens, it doesn't say the armies or the governments, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilizations and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says it, I don't, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, Pike says, brought finally out to public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Well, you see, that's starting to come out into public view. You're starting to see these Baphomet heads and these, all kind of golden statues. You tear down Teddy Roosevelt, and you put up Ruth Bader Ginsburg with, devil hair and devil horns like a Circe or whatever, you know, or like a, what's the other one in the Greek mythology, the mean devil, Medusa. It's got like Medusa hair. And let's see what we got here. Somebody's saying they're messing with the audio, which might be, but let's see what I've got. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. How's the audio now? MS, how's the audio now? Anyway, trying to do the right thing, but, they do not like these people at the top of the food chain, Lucifer, his fallen angels, the big, huge bankers and money groups, the WEFs, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the EIEIOs and militaries that work for them and politicians that they hire, they don't like it when Lord Jesus is brought out into the open and you're told if you want to survive any of this stuff they're throwing at you, then you'd better repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. They don't want Scripture read. They don't want things to be pointed out. Because I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, when they come to dance with you, then give them something to dance with. You wade into them. Make them a beard. Make them lose their communication. Make them lose their supply lines and transport. Put the fear on them. Because you stand with the Lord Jesus against the evil. Stand with the Lord Jesus against evil. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And if the Russians have prepared 1,800 tanks, 750 aircraft, 500,000 men, and you know, the Third Secret of Fatima basically did say that Russia will be the chastisement of America. So if you're out there, if you can do nothing else, thank you, MS, for the report. Thank you. Glad it's better. If you can do nothing else, then get one extra or two extra cans of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup a week, then you better do it. But you better do it quick, because they're possibly talking about, and I don't know, this is a date that's been talked around, the 24th. They could go on the 14th. They could do something on Super Bowl Sunday. Could do something on Super Bowl Sunday. Maybe that's when, you know, Russia goes. Maybe that's when it happens. Maybe that's when the Chinese go for Taiwan. But they're talking about possibly the 24th of February, somewhere in that time range. Oh, well, that's all right. We're going to manufacture some Abrams 2 tanks, and we'll send them to you. We'll send them to you. Maybe after March, you know. Oh, yeah, that'll be great. And I heard Red China Joe say on the government broadcasting system, you know, the propaganda broadcasting system where he's being interviewed, he says to the Woodruff woman, he says, she said, well, isn't this going to change the relationship with China? He says, no, it's not. No, because they want to get another $1.45 billion, or they want Hunter Biden to sell another painting so he can give his money to the Red China Joe. They want the millions to keep coming in. The millions to keep coming in. That's what they want. And meanwhile, you've got FBI. How did the FBI be the ones all of a sudden to start analyzing all the parts of the Chinese balloon? All right. I'm hearing that there's English writing on it. Well, do you remember about 6 months ago, old Hawk told you he had information from a, well, there's one guy that runs around in a yellow submarine, you know. An old guy runs around in a yellow submarine. Brill, you know. And basically, we're talking about the fact that some of these parts and these pieces of the drone stuff and everything, or the package that's under these balloons, comes out of London. Wasn't that where the money's at? London, which owns New York, which owns parts of Zurich, which owns Liechtenstein, Anstalt and Liechtenstein, all that stuff, you know, owns the Channel Islands, all the money parked, the Bahamas parked, Bermuda parked. But Joe Biden, Red China Joe, is going to come after your local waitress or waiter at the Choke and Puke, or at the good Granny's restaurant with the good apple pie and the blue plate specials. They're going to come for that dastardly tax cheat, that waitress who's got three kids working hard to try to bring home a little extra to keep the kids in a decent clothes and with shoes on her feet. And oh yeah, that's who Red China Joe is going after. But his son took $1.45 billion. Allegedly from a Chinese bank. And he got the cut, allegedly. Can't go after that. Got to go after somebody who can't fight you. Well, I'm going to tell you what. At some point in time, all that stuff is done. It's all done. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And just as Joseph and Mary were made for tax purposes to go back to their hometown, to Bethlehem, all right? Forced to go down the road to go get pay their tax somewhere else. Well, maybe you're going to get forced to pay it in a football stadium that ain't got anything to do with the Super Bowl. But maybe it's the big fenced-in yard of the megachurch, or maybe it's the local high school stadium, or the local high school gymnasium, the two-story one where they could hold about 1,400 people or 1,500 people in it. Oh, yeah. Or maybe they just go out into the fields, they put up some chain link and some razor wire up on top and make you stay out into the cold, you know. Well, I'm going to tell you what. When push comes to shove, you got to remember what old Solzhenitsyn had to say. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when we went out at night, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, 22 rifles. He didn't say that, but I am, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst. The cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. How many people do you know like that? Quite a few. We purely and simply then deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. You've got to be your own supply sergeant. You've got to have your own general store. Got to have your own general store. At the ready. And I'm going to tell you, you should consider, like I told you before, you need to understand and read up on preparedness for nuclear war. A good book, if you can get a hold of it, No Such Thing as Doomsday, How to Prepare for Natural Disasters, Terrorism, War, and Other Threats. That's by Philip L. Hoag and Arlene R. Hoag. But you know, there's also Cresson, K-R-E-S-S-O-N. Let's see, no. No, that's not what it is. C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Cresson, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cresson Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. You can go online, do a search engine. Don't use Google, by the way. Use a different search engine. Maybe Bing or something like that, another big one. And there are no, all of them, none of them are any good except the certain ones, the DuckDuckGo or whatever it is. But then some of those will filter out what you want to get to. But just go wherever you're at and then try to get to Cresson Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War, and you'll find that you can download a free PDF, which then you could print out. And I know a brother in the Alleghenies who printed one out. Sent a lot of pages, but he's glad he did it. You keep it in a zipped-up glassine or plastic pouch to keep it waterproof. And you start reading it. You start reading how to attenuate radiation and how you've got to have, you know, the different amounts of shielding in terms of distance, etc., and thicknesses of mass. You know, if you have, let's just say 3 feet of dirt, 2 foot of concrete, that's at least what you're going to have is a protection factor of 32. So that equals 31.25 rads. How you could change 1,000 rads of gamma radiation down to where you would only receive 31.25. But if you had 3 feet of dirt, 2 feet of concrete, and any kind of stuff that you can do with geometry, doing a, you know, 290-degree turns on a pipe or something to get into your little shelter in the basement or in the garage or in your root cellar, now, for neutron radiation, materials with high hydrogen contents, such as wood or water or polyurethane, provide the best shielding from neutron radiation. Hydrogen is the most effective substance for shielding against neutron radiation. Neutron radiation, just suffice to say, is what kills you but doesn't destroy the buildings or the farmland. You can use additional shielding anytime you've got a different place, you see. Pack up sandbags, another door, buckets of food stacked in the entryway. You might reduce another, you know, 3.75 rads exposure per hour. All kinds of stuff you can do. You can pile up furniture, books, all kinds of things that you can do. You can have different types of shelters. You can also go to the lower level of big buildings like a church or the city hall or, you know, in the, those little places. And, you know, I remember I was a super for a little while in New York City in a building. And there were down in the basement, there were like little back, you know, rooms in the back. Go somewhere like that. Some places, particularly out here in the Great Plains, where people are used to seeing tornadoes over the years, when they built houses, they built a storm shelter underneath that was underneath the garage floor. But if you've got something like that where you can get next to a wall underneath the garage floor and then build up stuff around you, then it can be a good expedient shelter. There's other things that you can do for digging stuff outside. But you need to learn about it. If you want to just go up online, Cresson, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Kearney, How to Survive a Nuclear War. Holly Dale's book, Dare to Prepare, got all that information in it. No Such Thing as Doomsday, got that information in it. But the first protective factor is Lord Jesus, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Everybody's singing out right now, even if you're at the dinner table. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Because the Lord, our Lord in heaven, sent his only begotten Son down here to be on this planet. And then as he lived amongst us and lived with us, he was there to protect you or to wash your sins away. If you believe on him, if you repent of your sins, if you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. But before you go, say, Lord Jesus, where do you want me to stand against this evil? Put me in the gap, Lord. Arm me up. Put on the full armor of God on me. And then I'll put my PASGAT surplus or Mitch helmet on. I'll put on my level 4 vest. And incidentally, if you want to get good vests at cheap prices, but they're good and high quality. You can get level 4 plates. You can get 3A, three plates. Go to sportsmansguide.com. Gary Olin, he's got it. Sportsmansguide.com. And then look for body armor. Look for helmets. You can get you stuff to do it. But if nothing else, you can get you a tin pot, a garbage can lid, and a dead gum machete. And you can stand there in the gap behind the concrete wall. And when you get your shot and the Lucy's come down the road, then wade into them. Wade into them and take their fun away. But ask the Lord, Lord, where can I put my family that they will have true sanctuary, Lord? Where can that be? And he'll tell you. But you got to wait for the answer. A lot of people pray. Be very specific on the prayer and ask, Lord Jesus. He tells you in John 14, if you ask something in my name, I will try and do it. He says, I'll do it. Keep my commandments. And the commandment is, thou shalt not murder. But he doesn't say, throw your family out to be raped and killed and destroyed, does he? No. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Keep me in the game, swinging against the Lucy's, striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, which I was called to do. And secondarily, I was called then to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what might be a-coming and how to prepare for it. I talked to a lot of people. They got food and ammo and guns, but they don't have the water put back. They don't necessarily have the Berkey water filtration system or even a Katadyn Combi, a portable, or whatever type pure, whatever type you get. But if you can take out the parasites and the bacteria and the viruses, and also with the black Berkey filters and the Berkey filtration systems, the black Berkey filters will take out 99% plus of the chemicals, the bad chemicals and all the stuff. And they also help to get rid of some of the radiation, you see. But you need something to store it in. You need the water blocks or the small jugs, you know, the small casks and barrels, you know, the 5-gallon, the 10-gallon, the 15-gallon. I've got some 55 gallons, but I've got, since then, I've put a lot more stuff together on 1-gallon stuff. If you can't do the Berkey, then you better have some unscented Clorox bleach. And you need to look up and you say, if I want to purify a gallon of water or a quart of water or a pint of water, how many drops of Clorox do I put in it? You can also get the MicroPure tablets, the iodine tablets, or the old Halzone tablets, the different stuff to help to purify water. You can also boil the water, if nothing else. Filter it through a T-shirt, you see. Boil it up. Filter it again. Because if you're going to go to nuclear war, you're going to have something to eat, something to drink, and wash yourself with. And then I also would start to thinking about if it's going to be cold, you see. It's going to be cold, don't you want? And wet? Don't you want some like merino wool socks, about 8-10 pair of them? Don't you want some long-handled underwear? Couple pair of that. And I'm going to tell you, you might as well get, if you can, some kind of camouflage. Because you may not be able to stay necessarily in the city. In the city, you might be dead. Although, I'm going to tell you, some people won't be able to get out of the cities or the suburbs. because it's going to be Wild Weasel. You may have to wait a while before you go. When the initial level of killing levels off, or when the initial thing of killing or whatever levels off. All right? If you know where you're going, if you got somewhere to go, then get the heck out of there if you can. But ask Lord Jesus where he wants you to be. Ask him, Lord, where do you need me to stand? Stand against the evil. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Woe to them. And there's a lot of them in D.C. and New York and London and all over. But if Putin is going to go with this many men and tanks and everything and go to the Ukraine, I think you will see the World War III start. Meshach and Tubal, you know. Meshach and Tubal, that's T-U-B-A-L. Tubal. As in tubal cane, right? Anyway, anything is most needed and wanted. Keep old Hawk in the game if you can. Easiest is Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be. Or a check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And load to the Prescott Valley and off the coast of South Carolina or on the coast. And the Freehold, New Jersey, and the Michigan, and the California, eh? And the old, wonderful stagecoach stop. 15 new lambs, born in the midst of all the snow and the travail and the coyotes and everything going on, because they're devout to Lord Jesus and he provides. So you want to keep old Hawk in the game? I hope you do. That's where to reach me. You can also Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. Brother Steve Quayle, I'll tell you what, if you can get his private briefings or QFiles 2.0 to get the information, and Steve's sources have always been different than mine. And I mean, you know, and yet out of the mouths of two or three, let the truth be established, you see. And I thank Brother Quayle for bringing me back and making it okay for me to get back in with Lord Jesus so many years ago, and for putting me on the air, basically turning over the two nights that he had of his radio show and turning them over to me. Thank you, Brother Quayle, for making it okay for me to be with Jesus. Jesus is just all right with me. You better believe it, buddy. So, Brother Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840 or stevequayle.com. Steve can still get you gold or silver. He has access to all kind of stuff like that you might want. He'll tell you where to get it if he doesn't have it. But the gold or the silver he's got on the hook, he'll send it to you quickly. Because you're going to need something for barter, you see. Now, he would tell you if you don't have all your other preps done, then do them first and then come back, all right, for some silver or gold or what have you. But get his books, any books Steve has got left, and also get his private briefings or his QPOP 2.0, The Lies of Men and Gods, the new DVD, which you can get on Vimeo right now and watch it, or you get the Mega Drought, or any of the other videos and things that Steve has done, just incredible. So stevequayle.com, 406-586-4840. You tell them Hawk sent you. If you get Steve, or if you get his son Tyler, if you get Daryl, the very competent manager of the operations there in Bozeman, you tell them old Hawk sent you. And the other thing I want to tell you, we still have people on fire for the Lord Jesus, the Montagnards in Indochine. The Montagnard in Indochine. Yes. Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Burma, the Shan states of China, all the mountain tribes, the Montagnard, all right? If you want to give them and get to them Bibles in their own dialect, their own village dialect, and the songbooks the same way, they're on fire for Lord Jesus up there. And much thanks to Dave and Debbie. And you can send any money that you can get to them or anything you can do, and they'll get the Bibles to them. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're a fantastic group of people out there, the remnant audience. And to all of those all up and down the line, I hear you out there. I see you out there. And I know at some point in time, we're going to be some flickering lanterns and campfires and hiding out in basements of old factories and all kind of stuff like that. Root cellars, old barns, all the kind of places. But I'm going to tell you, you be of good cheer, because I'll tell you what, when you're with the Lord Jesus and he's with you and he knows you're with him and you know you're with him and you've got that relationship directly established, and I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus and he will provide. But if you are to lose your life, when you're there and you're standing against the evil to protect your family or your home or your business or whatever it is that you've got, the last of your stock of food that you've got stacked over in the corner of the root cellar, all right? When they come and you stand and get them, but if you were to lose your life, you'll have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. That's the best deal in town. That is the way to go. That's the best thing that you can possibly do. Read John 14 after the show tonight. Read John 14. And if you want to see Jesus, let me ask you a question. Would you like to see Jesus manifest himself to you, to show you himself or who he is, or for you to meet him directly? Well, John 14, if you read it all through for emphasis, will tell you how and what you need to do for Jesus to manifest himself to you. Be kind of interesting, won't it? So I'll tell you what. Go out tonight, go out tomorrow. If you've got your pennies in a jar in the back of the closet, you know, where you've stacked them up for 15 years or something, go cash them in. If you got your change, you kept it in a big jar or whatever in the kitchen, or cookie jar in the kitchen or whatever, Pull it out, go cash it in. Go to the grocery store. Get you some canned goods. Chunky soup is good if you got the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables in the broth where you don't have to add water to it. Or I'll tell you what, I like, Progresso soup. That beef barley Progresso is a heck of a soup. Or minestrones, the vegetable soups, beef vegetables, or just the minestrone, just the vegetables themselves, or the clam chowder, or whatever it is, you can have a variety of things. Now, if you had some wheat or you had flour and you can make you some bread, get you a few of these jugs of flour, you get the high quality, flour, you get the high quality rice, put them in the plastic, buckets with the screw on lid. And if you were able to get, which you can get it at small feed stores and that kind of stuff, you can look for it locally. You can look for it locally. And you can put it in there to keep the bugs out. Oh, and you know what? And the name of it just disappeared. Food grade. It has to be food grade. And you put it in the grain, or you put it into the stuff to keep. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to just tell me. Because I don't know when they beam me or they don't beam me. You know what I'm saying? Satellite directed. Remember I told you the old Cold Warrior told me about it. That what they were calling it a year or 2 years ago. Satellite directed. Scalar generation of frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Protect your family. Protect your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. Protect the good American. Bandango Ranger, I know you're ready. Old Mickey LaBour, you're the best by test. Road and track and little L. Stay with your studies. But at the same time, stay with your ninja way. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And grant you super abundance of everything you need and want. Good night.